today. This is a basic potpourri service this morning. We completed our collections for the Child Advocacy Center for May. We're now in the first Sunday of June, and we're beginning a new round of our outreach collections. This one will continue throughout the summer. We will be receiving collections here on this Sunday and next Sunday, which is our Flower Sunday, and then on through the chapel services as well. This outreach will be to benefit our New Hampshire-Vermont District Youth Council. I think it's appropriate that we do this in a number of ways. You'll hear the specifics in just a moment. Also, for the past couple of years, and this year included, because of certain budgetary realities that you'll be hearing about at our annual meeting, we've not been able to fund our contributions to the full extent that we would like to for our New Hampshire-Vermont District. So helping to fund a particular program within that district, I think, is one is a very good way of just trying to make up some of that difference. So, Mickey, you want to present and tell us who else is talking to us today? Just slipped you right in.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning. We have Caroline Holt here and Sarah DeCock from the Image of the Church, both active on the UYC.
Good morning. My name is Sarah. I go to the Manchester Church. Last year I was the president of the youth group at the Manchester Church. This year I'm a member at large on the District Youth Council. The District Youth Council, or DYC, provides the youth ages 14 to 22 in New Hampshire and Vermont with 6 weekend-long conferences, or cons as we call them, over a school year. They're helping churches, with the exception of Adventure Con, which is the last con of the season, which is held at the end of the year at a campground. They run from Friday evenings to Sunday mornings. The DYC is a nonprofit organization. They're youth-run and youth-governed. The council is made up of 17 elected youth and 4 adults, 2 male, 2 female.
Hello, I'm Carolina. I'm a member of this church. I participate actively within my own youth group, and on the DYC, I am the social action coordinator. A typical con or conference consists of the following. We have an orientation on Friday night. We'll have touch groups. Touch groups are basically small groups within our larger community. They meet frequently within the conference, talk about things going on in their life, play games, just kind of make smaller connections. Then we have workshops. A workshop within our con can consist of anything. The social action coordinator myself is required to do a workshop every conference. So we have a little bit of a mix of that. We've had workshops about making warships happen. Two conferences ago, I had a member of the Sierra Club come and talk about issues within the Alaskan Refuge. I've also done a workshop on apathy. I was trying to give you a better idea of like fun things that we do, but we have a really good amount of work. We always have a worship on both Friday and Saturday nights. Those are run by youth. You don't have to be a DYC member to hold them. They're probably some of the best parts about our con. A lot of kids walk away feeling better and just more spiritual and grow. We have a coffee house where people share their talents. We go on a walk usually. We share music. There's a lot of mentoring that's involved both within the DYC, the adults, and like new countries who come in and just try to find a place in the world. Let's see. Why donate to the DYC? Well, first of all, the reason why we're asking for this is we try to make them as the conferences as accessible as possible. Without other people's support, we would have to charge between like $30 and $40 per weekend. With help of local people who participate and donate money to us, we can charge like $15, which is really reasonable for youth because they don't have a lot of money. Also with that money, you can have scholarships where kids who don't have any money or can't financially contribute work or cook, basically give them an opportunity to participate. And pretty much this affects you because we are the youth of New Hampshire and Vermont. We're carrying on Unitarian Universalism through our communities within the school, on the outside world, we're keeping this an active church, whether or not you can or don't. That's about it. In Nashua alone, within our youth group, there are 7 members who are actively participate within conferences. They're all UIC members, and they help run the organization.
Thank you. After church today, 11:30 in the fellowship room, there will be an orientation for incoming youth and parents that recently came up through ropes. And that's also an open invitation to anybody interested in learning more about youth group or the district youth council. So any natural youth services and district youth services will be gone over at that meeting. 11:30 today in the fellowship room. Thanks.
Sarah, Carly, and Mickey, thank you very much for your presentation, and we will now receive our outreach offering to benefit through the Hampshire Vermont District Youth Council.